Darnell, in a game like this where both sides understand where they're going to be next week, how do you balance learning from this but also making sure that you just think ahead of what's next?
Yeah, no, I thought first obviously wasn't good enough, but the last 40, I thought we competed and played hard and stuck in the game. So, yeah, I think that's what you take away from it. And for us, we regroup and get ready for big time of the year.
In a game like this where so many of guys who play key minutes are out of the lineup, how do you adjust accordingly with your mindset specifically?
I think you just got to get to the simplicity of our game and our systems. And like I said, we didn't do that in the first period, but in the last 40 we did to a better extent. So that's usually how I manage it. We got to do it for a full 60.
You had to rein that game in. It was the first, period. Didn't go very well.
Yeah.
Now that you had a good 40 minutes and you put it together and you got your game back and it wasn't a total, blowout, is it a little more acceptable what happened tonight, I guess? It doesn't leave a mark like it might have.
It just sucks to lose, no matter what time of the year it is, no matter who's in, who's out of the lineup. So I think, for us, you got to take the lesson of that was a team over there that came out and played playoff ready, and took us a little bit to respond to that. So you don't have that luxury and wiggle room once you get into the real thing next week.
You guys will find out maybe on the bus or maybe at the plane who you're playing in the playoffs here. Your thoughts on an 82-game season that you don't know your playoff opponent until the season's over by an hour?
For us, it doesn't really matter. I think at the end of the year, there's so many good teams that make the playoffs, and you got to beat everybody to put yourself in the position to compete in the end. So it doesn't matter who you play.
Not counting this game at all, but when Stewart's playing at his best, what's he bring?
I think the calm and poise that he has in that. He makes big saves at key moments. I think every time you look back there, he's just, he's calm and it brings that presence to the team. So he's been incredible for us all season long, and he'll be the same moving on.
Is he different than last year?
Yeah, he's probably just a little bit more maturity, right? Being more comfortable. I think just as a team and, as individuals, that's what happens as years go on and more experience, you get more and more comfortable, and that's skins to a team.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.